Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Trevor, thank you very much indeed for that. Well, earlier this week, we reported that tents sheltering asylum seekers were attacked on the Dublin Quays. Gardaí are investigating the incidents, while Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman said that any attack on vulnerable people was absolutely deplorable, in his words. Well, earlier, one of the men, David, who was in the tents that night, came into studio here and I asked him about the ordeal. I began by asking him why he came to Ireland.
I'm here to seek asylum for a very funny reason. And it's not been an easy journey here anyway, but we are here.
So you arrived on Monday, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Tell me what you did when you arrived. Is it Dublin Airport you came to?
Yeah, I dropped at the port. So someone brought me to the IPO office. So I just got in, yes. So they asked me the reason why I'm here. They asked me why I'm seeking for asylum. The old details was documented in a tab they gave me. So I wrote the reasons why I'm here, the reason why I'm seeking for asylum, and every other details was in it.
Did you ask them for accommodation?
Not initially at that point, because I thought that was the normal thing. There's no need for me asking for the accommodation because I feel definitely I know nowhere in the country. So once I seek for asylum, I think the next thing after the registration was for them to take me to a secure site or something. So after my registration, I told them I was done. So one of them came to me that I can go. I said, I can go. Go to where? Like, I don't know anywhere here. So am I supposed to just go out and keep wandering? Then he said there's a priority on the list. That the list is, they give priority to people with children or if you're a lady, because they feel you are vulnerable to attacks or anything. So I said, I do not even understand what that means. Like, though I could not speak much because I didn't want to sound rude or anything because they told others and everybody left. So I left also.
Did they tell you where to go?
Really, they didn't tell us anywhere to go. But they gave us, is it a document now? Document that explains the things we can do, like the places we can go to eat, the places we can go to take toiletries, to take our baths. I understand there's an influx of people into the country, especially Ukrainians. So I feel when they kind of prioritize them more than us, I think is sometimes understandable.
Okay, so you were told there are priorities like
priorities,
women and children.
Yeah, and Ukrainians.
And you were basically, to put it bluntly, are not on the priority list. So when you left the International Protection Office with that information then, can I ask you first, do you have anybody here with you? Do you know anyone?
Nobody at all.
Have you ever been to Ireland before?
No.
Okay. So you leave the International Protection Office,
yes.
David. Where do you go from there?
So I had my phone because I feel once you have your phone, you should be able to navigate every other places. So for me, when I go to one of the locations they gave us, which is a lighthouse, so I met some guys there, not really Nigerians, but they speak English. So they told me this place is for eating and probably taking tents. So from the tent, I got the clue that maybe there's a place for us to spread those tents.
Okay. And you went to the lighthouse, is that what you say?
Yeah, I went to the lighthouse.
They gave you some food and
they gave us food.
Refreshments, and they
yes.
gave you a tent. And
yeah.
Where did you pitch your tent, or how did you know where to pitch your tent?
Now then, so I asked one of the volunteers, is there a place we are supposed to put the tent? She said she's not in the right person to ask that question. That I'm supposed to probably go to IPO or IPA. The IPA is in charge of accommodations. IPO is the one registering us. So because I've been to IPO before, so I went directly back to IPO. I Googled online. So what? Nobody was giving me answers anyway. So I just feel, okay, let me just find those guys that I saw at Lighthouse where they would pitch their tent. Well, I couldn't find any one of them. So I was lucky to have one of my friends who is a Zimbabwe friend. So we tried pitching the tents at some fields. But God, I keep coming, taking us away from those places. So
the Gardaí moved you along.
Yeah, yeah.
So eventually you pitched your tent. This was around 8 p.m., is that right?
No, the first day of my pitching the tent, I could not find anywhere to sleep. I slept at the bus station, really.
You slept at the bus station?
Yes, yes, yes.
The day you were attacked then, can
yes.
we fast forward to that day?
Okay.
So you pitched your tent by the River Liffey.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can I ask you about that moment then? You pitched your tent about 8 p.m., I think, is what I read. Is that
I'm
right?
I'm not really sure about the time. I got to the riverside around, I think around 10, because I was looking for those guys.
And you fell into a deep, deep sleep.
Yeah, I should have been aware when the attack started if I wasn't tired. But I was so tired, so my first hours, maybe first 30 minutes was very deep.
Okay.
So
can I ask you, were you awoken from your sleep by the attack?
I was awoken by the noise of the guys.
Okay, so can you describe that to me? What happened?
I was hearing, "Get out of our country," something like that. And it was very loud and some words I could not really give a full meaning to. So I stood up. In my standing up, I think those guys were cutting our nets and the ropes that we used to tie to the trees. So I think they didn't know I was in the tent initially, actually. Every of the nets, they were throwing in them the water. So when they saw that someone was inside, I think they screamed, they were eating the net for me to come out. So bringing my head, I just saw them. So I couldn't really think of much. I just run.
But you saw them. What did you see?
I can't really picture a face because it's split second decisions. I had to run for my dear life. Yeah.
Did they have anything on them?
Yeah, one was with a knife. That was the guy cutting my tent, and the guy was with a hockey stick.
A hockey stick.
Yeah, hockey stick that is curved. So I was trying to dodge. Then the other guy just gave me a punch on my head. Actually,
he punched you.
Yeah, yeah. But I was able to run. So I found out that
you were struck, but you were able to run.
Yeah, yeah. I have to. My life is very important. Very important to me.
Were you afraid?
I was afraid. I was terrified. I was actually confused. But I knew I need to survive, actually. So I just dodged and run.
Did they run after you?
No, they did not. I think one of the guys was even cautioning them to not be too probably pushing me or doing too much because he said, "Hey, I think from my observation, I'm not too sure." So because they didn't come after me, because that was what I was expecting after me dodging and trying to run. I thought they were going to come after me because I was obviously the only one left.
What happened to your belongings in the tent?
Everything was thrown in the water. My phones, a bit of my clothes, my shoes.
Where did you run to, David?
I did not have a location really, but my first target was to just get to an escape route, actually, to find a safe place for myself.
So where did you spend that night then?
In a bar. So after we finished, we were taken to the police station. We had to make statements. So I met those guys there. Mm-hmm. So they were explaining to me that they remembered I was in there after they've gone so far. They told us to follow them. Someone told us to follow them to an accommodation where we kept that night.
Does this change your impression, finally, of Ireland, of what you initially thought?
For me, I feel every human, somehow, in every place, we have the good and the bad. Sometimes you should not judge by being biased, because you saw one encounter that is bad, means everybody's bad. So I sometimes still believe there are still good people, which I've met, really. So I cannot say because of those guys were bad. I mean, Ireland is bad. No, that's not the way I judge from my own point of view. I just feel that's just human beings. We are all human beings. We choose to do whatever we like.
David, I wish you all the very best. Yeah, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much.